Hey everyone, I'm interrupting this episode because I want to tell you about a free masterclass that I'm hosting. I'm constantly hearing from motion designers and studio owners that they just don't have the time to work on their businesses. And I get it, it's hard to wear all the hats in your business and stay on top of everything. When the project ends, do you find yourself scrambling for the next gig on LinkedIn or sending a ton of cold emails? This just isn't sustainable in the long run. I found that building systems and processes in my business to free up my time was the best way to grow a business and have more time to do the things that I love. It's not easy, but I want to share with you what I've learned over the past few years and also what I've been teaching my students in my courses. So I'm hosting a free masterclass on the 21st of May for freelance motion designers and studio owners who are looking for more balance. After Balance Business Masterclass, you're going to walk away with a system to help you save time, make more money, and work on fun and creative projects. Of course, I'll also be doing a live Q&A to answer any questions that you have. And I'm going to invite just 20 people to work with me inside my coaching program, Balance Business Bootcamp. This won't open again until later this year. So if you want to get access to that and you want to join us in this free masterclass, then go and find the link in the show notes to register or go to motionhatch.com/pod. Hope to see you in there. Now let's get back to this episode.
The term productize is a pretty new term. And I don't even think most people don't even know what it is. And I have, when I try and teach people and coach people about how to be a productized service or how to create one, they don't even know what the word is. They've never heard of it. It's kind of an unusual word. So whatever it was called in the past, and you know, I don't know if there was ever a name for it, but we have a name for it now. And with that comes with more clear definitions and ways to embrace it and approach it, rather implement it into your business.
Hey Hatchlings, welcome to the Motion Hatch podcast. I'm your host, Hayley Akins. Hey Hatchlings, and welcome to episode 96 of the Motion Hatch podcast. So I recently spoke with Brad Hussey about how motion designers can scale their income without scaling their effort through productizing their services. Now, if you haven't heard about productized services before, don't worry, because we're going to cover everything you need to know in this podcast. If you've ever felt like you've hit a ceiling with your freelance business in terms of how much money you can make, then do listen in, because today Brad presents us with a whole new way of thinking about how we can grow our freelance businesses. Just before we jump into this episode, I wanted to tell you about a free course that we've created for you. The biggest struggle that I see motion designers having is getting regular, high quality clients. So I wanted to create a course that you could do over 5 days. It's completely free. You get actionable tips and advice straight to your inbox each day on how you can win your next or first client in the next 5 days. So all you have to do to access this course is go to motionhatch.com/5-day course and sign up. So if you're wondering where your first or next client is coming from, then head over to motionhatch.com/5-day course and start on lesson one today. So welcome, welcome everybody. So today we are talking to Brad Hussey about how you can scale your income without scaling your effort through productized services. So I know that a lot of you aren't aware of what a productized service is. So this is what we're going to talk about today. I'm extremely excited to have Brad here with me. So thank you so much, Brad, for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you, Hayley. I really appreciate it.
So I just first want to ask you to tell us a little bit about your background and what you do.
Real kind of quick 101 background on me. I started out as a freelancer, freelance web designer. I went to school for it, and or not for freelancing, but I went to school for web design, programming, development, things like that. I worked at an agency as a front-end developer, working on large campaigns and even working with motion designers. We would, you know, do campaigns and apps and, you know, mini games and things like that. So I'm very well versed in the creative world and working with motion designers as well. And I've spent the last basically 10 years in the world of offering creative services as a designer or a web designer, rather, in my kind of mini agency, helping clients, you know, with their websites and their design, branding, messaging, things like that. But how I spend my time lately, for the past few years, is helping creative entrepreneurs, or I like to call them kind of indie creative firms. That's probably a lot of who's listening. It's people who are offering services in the creative space, so motion designers to clients. And how to help those people stabilize and even more excitingly scale their income so that they can really make a good living doing really fun and meaningful work as a creative entrepreneur. And that's the thing. When I started freelancing, income, you know, it's up and down. Some months you have this big income surge, other months it's just bottom of the barrel. And then that can lead you to panic. When you're panicking, you can make really bad decisions. So my kind of mission in this part of my work is to help creative services entrepreneurs with the business side of growing their business, scaling, and specifically productizing, which we'll dig into today. So that's kind of my 101, my background.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about how you first scaled from going from that freelance like web designer role to where you're getting like client and then you kind of have to look for the next client and all that kind of thing to kind of, you know, I guess what was your journey from there to where it is now? Because I feel like there's quite a lot of, you know, maybe things that you've done and that other people could take some inspiration from as well.
Totally. So when I started, it was all just client work, saying yes to anything and everything that came your way. When I started, it was like 10, 12 years ago. And so in some ways it was harder to figure out how to get clients because you didn't have as many resources. Even 10, 12 years ago on the internet, it wasn't quite the same landscape. But in other ways it was easier because you didn't have this noise that is kind of bombarding everybody with a million, everybody has a million ways to do one thing. And so for me, I just said yes to everything and anything and just found patterns. And what did I like doing? Who did I like working with? And just kind of naturally kind of discovered what was good, what was not. But what I was not okay with was the really inconsistent income. I just thought there's got to be a better way of doing this. You know, I'm not a starving artist, nor do I care to be. I want to provide for my family in a meaningful way and in a consistent way. And I don't think that, you know, I should be exempt from that, even though I'm in the creative services industry, you know, as a web designer. So I kind of went out naturally looking for ways to add to my income. So instead of just saying yes to everything, you know, I thought, okay, well, maybe there's something else I can add into this. Is there another income stream I can add to this? And naturally I found, courses, like online courses. And I thought, hey, like I've got an expertise that I can teach. I can package this. I've got my own methods and my own ways and my own techniques. And I'm really good at communicating to beginners how to achieve something. So specifically for me, it was how do you build, you know, how do you design your first website? How do you code that? How do you, you know, make it responsive? At the time, it was really new, hot new term, making your websites mobile friendly. And so I taught a couple courses on that, and those kind of took off, and it opened my eyes to you don't only have to make income in one way as a creative entrepreneur. You can offer more than one thing. And that really opened my eyes to that possibility. And then I started to realize that I don't like, now that I had this other income stream and I wasn't solely reliant on just client work, I didn't feel beholden to saying yes to everything. I realized that I could say no, and I could choose only the clients I liked working with. So I thought, oh, maybe what if I'm specific about the clients I like working with, and what if I'm specific about the budget that I want to work with, and what if I just basically just said only yes to the type of work I wanted to do, because I also have another income stream. So because of that, I naturally started to niche down. I thought, okay, well, I'm really good at this. I like these types of clients. I will only work with this minimum budget, and naturally started marketing myself that way, getting referrals for more people who are in that category, that target market. And I naturally started to, let's say, dance with productizing. I didn't know what that was at the time, and I didn't really understand, the ins and outs of productizing, but I was dancing with it because I started to become more specific with who I was working with, the price and the outcome, and things started to become a little more fixed. This is what I offer. as my, you know, service, my offering. And so then it was all trial and error for me. I didn't take a course or listen to a podcast or something and learn this new technique and apply it. I just naturally thought I need more consistent income and I want a growing income so that I can save some money so that I can, you know, do all the things that we're supposed to do as grownups. So I just naturally started learning these things. And then in hindsight have learned lessons from them. And now we have more resources and information available where we can say, okay, well, you can be a productized agency. You can be productized, offer productized services. You can offer courses, you can offer products, you can offer exclusively services. You know, there's SaaS, there's software with a service. There's all these different models that we can use in our business. And for me, it was just trial and error, figuring it out as I went. And so in hindsight, if I were to do this again, which in some ways I am, I've started my own productized service business kind of on the side because I stopped doing client work for a while. I just didn't like it because of how up and down it was and how crazy it was and how wild it was. And I just thought, you know, this is too stressful. Probably a lot of your listeners will resonate with that because not every client is that fun to work with. And when you feel like you have to, or when you feel like you just are, you're a yes man, you're a yes woman, people just ask you to do things and you just do it because there's money attached. It gets frustrating and exhausting. So I let all my clients go a few years ago and I just kind of focused exclusively on coaching and online education, things like that, kind of more creator work. But I kind of started a productized service business for two reasons. One, I wanted to see if my theories were right about productizing. Is it really that good? Does it really work? Is it actually a viable model that freelancers can use? And also, if it does work, then it's an income stream that works very well. And I'm happy to say so far, it's working very well. And I really like it. So that was kind of my patchwork journey to realizing, you know, that you really can make a good living doing this work as a creative entrepreneur.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, why I wanted to bring you on the podcast is because we actually work together. And I was just really impressed. And I like bought one of your productized services. I'm doing like little ear bunny things for anyone who can't actually see us. Like everyone on Clubhouse is like, what? But I think I want to get more into that later about that experience and stuff and what I really took from it, because I thought it was great. But I'd love us just to like back up a little bit and just have you kind of explain in simple terms, like what is a productized service? Because I think it's quite a new sort of thing to everybody, probably most people listening.
Yeah. The term productize is a pretty new term. And I don't even think most people don't even know what it is. And I have, when I try and teach people and coach people about how to be a productized service or how to create one, they don't even know what the word is. They've never heard of it. It's kind of an unusual word. But it's been around for time immemorium for anyone who's been an entrepreneur offering services and wanted a more scalable way of doing it. So whatever it was called in the past, and you know, I don't know if there was ever a name for it, but we have a name for it now. And with that comes with more clear definitions and ways to embrace it and approach it, rather implement it into your business. So the definition that I like to use for productized service is something like it's a hybrid between a product and a service. So a product is rigid, it's fixed, it's always the same for everybody. So I'm looking at various items on my desk, like this Stream Deck or this microphone or even the computer. That's a product. It's the same for everybody. You know, you buy the thing and that's it. So it's very, very scalable. Whereas a service is not necessarily the same for everybody. You know, if you hire a motion designer to design your graphics for, you know, a game or something like that, it's generally going to be different for every single person. And that's highly customizable and highly unscalable. So conceivably, the only way that you can make good money doing that is by charging outrageously high rates. But there's a balance between the two, where you can offer a service, work with clients that is almost always the same for each client. It's not as scalable as a product, but it's not as unscalable as a service. And so what makes a product or a service is a service that is fixed in price, fixed in timeline, and fixed in outcome. So you have to have those three. There's some movement within those, but it needs to be those three things. The further away you get from those things, the less productized it is, which essentially means the more customized it is, and ultimately you need to charge more because it's custom service. So that would look something like, let's use my example just right now. I got a whole list of different product or services, and we can get into those two after. But it would be something that's fixed in price. So let's say $2,500 for everybody. Everybody pays $2,500. And what is the outcome? So the outcome in my case for my productized service business is a complete automated email funnel using ConvertKit. So another thing that you should add into that is a fixed kind of audience. So you need to have a niche. It's not for everybody. So for me, it's creators, generally creators who are actually making an income selling their courses or coaching. And so $2,500, that's the fixed price, fixed outcome, is a complete ConvertKit marketing machine. And it's the same for everybody. Now, there is some wiggle room in there. You know, it's not like plug and play. I install the same thing for everybody. There's a lot of custom work that goes into it. But what is rigid and fixed about it is it's the same standard operating procedure. I literally have like an instruction manual for start this, do this, do this, do this. So when I start a new project, I duplicate the project template and it's the same checklist. I may have to take away or add a few things, but that's the idea. So fixed outcome, fixed timeline, 1 day. That's my other big selling point. So it gets done in 1 day, and that's what I call it, done in 1 day. Now there's prep work prior to that. I don't do that. The client does that. They get automated messages, automated surveys, automated follow-ups. And I just wait for my day, review the material, do a quick call with the client, and then I do the day. And that's it. So fixed timeline, 1 day, fixed price, $2,500, fixed outcome, complete ConvertKit marketing machine for creators. So that's a productized service. Now, why is that productized? Because it can scale and it's those fixed pieces. So if I do four clients a week, which is one, like there's not four clients a week, four clients a month, that's one client per week. It's very, very manageable. And if we're doing that math correctly, that's 2,500 times four, that's $10,000 for 4 days of work. So when I was starting to get $10,000 in the month, like I'd be working with a lot of clients, like 5, 6, 7, 8 clients at a time in order to get that much together. So for me to make $100,000 as a freelancer, doing it that the other way, taking anything and everything, it was like a nonstop grind, working way overtime and getting paid way less than I deserved. And so doing this, it's like I get to do it on the side and everything's kind of taken care of and I get better. Here's the other trick with productizing. With productizing, every single time you do your service, you're better at it. So the next client that I have, which is coming up in about a week, is going to be because I did one with Haley, and we'll talk about that later. Because of that, I learned some things. I got feedback. I experienced certain things and I thought, next time I do this, this is going to happen. This is going to be different. This is going to change. This is going to be faster. And every single time I get better and better, which allows me to improve my service, get better feedback, better referrals, and then ultimately raise my rate. So at some point I can charge 4, 6, 10, because with every new client, it just gets more and more valuable because I get to compound my experience. Whereas doing custom work, you're starting from baseline every single time. You never, other than, okay, I wrote some more code or I designed some more graphics or I have a swipe file of words or colors or kind of methods, but that's about it. You get better at your tools, so your tool belt or your skills, but you don't actually get better at offering a service. It's the same every time. You meet a client, it's blank slate. You have to do discovery calls back and forth. Weeks and weeks and weeks go by. You collect your check and you realize how unprofitable it was. Rinse and repeat. When do I stop doing this? So it's a total game changer. And it's one of the many ways that a creative services entrepreneur can truly become an entrepreneur, truly become a business person, and not just a, you know, a cog in a wheel, or a cog in a machine rather, or, you know, just a go-to kind of person who is replaceable. And that's the problem. If you're a good motion designer and all you're offering me is some motion design services, all I have to do is find somebody who can offer motion design for cheaper and better. And I can guarantee you I can find that. And that's the problem. But as soon as you productize and you get specific, you start to build a moat around your business and you start to put distance between your competition, you and your competition. Because what you're offering is now unique and immediately more remarkable and valuable. And you still get to be a motion designer or a creative entrepreneur or a web designer, programmer, whatever it is. You still get to be that and you get to get better and better at it, but you're actually offering something of tremendous value. And that's why I'm so excited about productizing.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that. That was a really great explanation. I think for me, why I was so excited about it as well, because working with you, this is kind of the point I wanted to stress. When I was working with you, like the level of service, you know, like that customer service kind of thing, which is not something that we think about as creatives, I don't think, but like the kind of, it felt really like you were being taken care of. And like that, having that experience, and also, which I think like maybe is unique to your kind of productized service, or is the kind of fact that it was going to be done in a day. Like, you know, and like you said, we had to do some work up front and stuff like that. But as someone who is like purchasing something like this, I was really excited because I was like, oh, that's great. We get a deadline. It's solid. We know when it's going to be done. There's no like back and forth. Feedback, amends, like, you know, there's not too much of that, which is like the most terrible thing, you know, when you're trying to like do an email marketing thing, you're trying to do a website, like whatever, like you're trying to make an animation, you know, everyone feels the pain of that. The client feels the pain, the motion designer feels the pain. So I kind of really want to highlight that something that I felt like was worth paying the money for was just like the fact that it was going to get done quickly, and the fact that just like, you know, obviously you'd done it loads of times before, so you knew exactly what you were doing, you knew where kind of the pitfalls would be and stuff like that. So I feel like that's really important to kind of, I don't know, reiterate or like really hammer home to everyone that was kind of the benefit of it being a productized service, I think.
Well, that's really cool to hear. And I think this is neat because everyone gets to hear both sides of the table. So in this case, not only is this like an interview or podcast interview, but it's like a feedback session between a service provider and a client. And you just said it right there. Why, like, productized services are great for the service provider. It's great because I get to work less on something I really enjoy, make more money with less effort, and more, like there's way more leverage. And if I wanted to do 8 clients a month, it's not really a big deal. That's 2 clients a week, 2 days a week. And that's 20,000 US if, or more actually, if I, it'd be 20,000 US if I did 8 clients a month. And that's like 2 days a week of work, but I would probably raise the price and I would still only work with 4 people a month and make more. So it's great for the service provider, but you just said it. It's also great for the client. Because they're confident, they feel taken care of, they know when it's going to be done, they know what they're paying, there's no estimates and back and forths and far off aloof deadlines and meetings and this and that. It's like, here's what you get. Here's what you get in this for this price in this timeline. And you can rest assured that I specialize in exactly this because I only work with this person or these people and I only offer this thing. And with every single time I get better and better at it and faster, more proficient. So if anyone wanted to compete with me, they're going to have a hard time catching up because now they look like a copycat which then just makes me look better. And also, I've been doing this a lot and I get to study it. I get to go, how do I get better at this? How do I get better at, you know, email marketing, ConvertKit systems, customer service? Like, I get to only focus on that and not wonder who this new client is and what their very unique problem is. That's not to say that that's a bad method. It's another method, but you need to charge based on value. Really, really big prices. If you're doing custom work for low pay, you're doing it, well, I want to say you're doing it wrong, but I can say that from experience. If I was going back in time and doing this again, I would realize I'm doing it this the wrong way because it's not efficient. If you're doing custom work, it's expensive. If you're doing productized work, it can be middle of the road. It can be expensive, but it can also be more affordable so long as it's very scalable. So that's what I liked about what you just said, is that the clients love it too. The clients love the consistency, the predictability. They love knowing what they're going to pay and what they get, like what the outcome is, rather than just like aloof custom work for whatever price, especially if it's low.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's something that, because I think there'll be like a few, well, I want to say objections sort of in the audience. People will be like, yeah, this sounds great, but
yeah,
I don't want to limit myself to just doing one thing, you know? I want to make custom motion design stuff because that's more exciting, you know?
Yeah.
So what would you say to that, Brad?
It's a very, very, like, it's probably the number one objection. So I really like it. And it's a very valid question. I've wondered that myself too. But here's the thing. I like to be a little bit cheeky with my answer at first, and then I'll get real. I usually say, how's that working out for you? And it's usually not going that well. How's the, I get to have an unlimited playground of experimentation and creativity as a custom creative service provider. It's like, is it going that well? Are you able to feed yourself and do you really enjoy it? Or are you burning out because your wide open business is just burning you out because you're just, there's no consistency. You're not actually offering a solution to anything. You're just kind of selfishly doing something because you enjoy creativity. Here's the twist to that. I think it's totally fair to offer, like to want to be really experiment and to do really cool creative work. Cause at the core of it, like as a creative service provider, like you don't want to just always do the same thing over and over again. But as a business owner in business, you do want to do that. You do want predictability. You do want consistency. You do want scale. So how do you balance that? Well, As I just mentioned, like my productized service, it's one client a week. That's my capacity. I can up it, but I don't want to because I also sell courses. I do coaching. I do consulting. I do creative work myself. I have a family. I have three kids. I usually don't work Fridays. Like I have lots of time and flexibility and other things that I do. But that productized service helps me to know I get to do work that I know I'm going to do really well, that is consistent, that I can grow. And it helps me feel more comfortable when I want to just play and do something weird. Or like yesterday, I wasted a day sketching, thinking that I was going to like, I was like, oh, that's a really great idea for a sketch. And then after like 3 hours, I was like, I just literally sketched for 3 hours, something so garbage that I won't use it. And I thought, well, whatever. Like I got better at my Apple Pen and Procreate. That was fun. Anyway, let's go back to work. So I get to be, because of the consistency of the business, that model, you get to play. So use that flexibility and freedom to feed your creative pursuits. Like, or here's another thing. If you want to monetize that, let's say, for example, I'm a web designer and I offer this kind of by trade. Like that's the thing I really enjoy doing, designing websites. What I do in business, let's say this productized service, that's kind of more in the helping creators with their marketing in ConvertKit. The way that I can experiment and create is teach tutorials and sell courses on web design and experimenting. And I could sell those, and I do. And so I get to play with that. I get to experiment. I get to do custom work that's my work, not like for the client. I get to do something creative and different. But it's the consistency and the predictability of the productized service that allows me, whether in my work life or my personal life, time to play and create. Now, some people just don't want to do that. They just don't like the idea of it all. And I think that's totally fine. But that means if you want to be viable in business, you have to charge a lot of money for it. And you have to charge based on value. And it has to be fixed price. Not here's my hours, here's my estimate, here's this. It's if you want highly custom, bespoke, whatever, you know, work where you get to just like enter into a unique blank slate where you're going to come up with something totally wild and unique and vibrant and crazy, that's expensive. It has to be necessarily. If it's not, then you're fooling yourself and you'll eventually come back to this episode and go, I really should have just done something predictable and allowed myself to play outside of it. So that would be my answer to that. That is my answer to that objection.
Yeah, I think that's really great. And I just think it's fascinating because it's not really something that I've seen anybody really explore in our industry, even though I definitely have mentioned it like a few times. But because we don't really have like a good, I'd say like a good example of one person doing it, which I think, you know, is obviously great because that means there's more opportunity. But I wondered if we could discuss, like, maybe we can like bounce around some ideas.
That'd be cool. I'd love if some people, especially when we're talking about this, I'd encourage people to think about it. Some productized service ideas, because you're right. Like, I did some research before this and I thought, I wonder what motion designers out there are doing productized services. And I couldn't find anything. And that's not because it's not possible. That's just because motion designers haven't thought of it yet. So this is a prime opportunity for motion designers to step up and to create something that could be first to market. And that's exciting because like that's prime opportunity. Your clients will love it. And you get to define how you want to do business. And then you get to kind of use that productized service to grow your business. So just because I haven't found any examples doesn't mean that there aren't any. And also it doesn't mean that it can't happen, because I'm sure web designers, like I'm in the WordPress web design kind of field. That's like my people. Most of them still don't know how to productize. And they're like, what? I offer WordPress services. I build WordPress websites for people who need WordPress websites. You're like, oh, that's nice. And how is that working out for you? It's not working out. That's the problem. But now there are people making great money, doing really good work and solving really specific problems as WordPress developers, you know, doing WordPress care packages, WordPress websites for restaurants, so on and so forth. I could name literally like 100. So yeah, I think we should like maybe jam on some productized service ideas and think about how you might do that. So the way that I kind of get my students when I do the, I do a bootcamp for productizing and in real time help people come up with ideas. You have to think of those three factors, fixed in time, fixed in outcome, and fixed in price. And also the fourth one is like a fixed target market. And so that takes time. Like you can't always just like come up with a brilliant idea right away. You usually have to write down a whole bunch of garbage ideas and kind of weed through them. So maybe some examples outside of motion design, and then we can kind of come back here. And then maybe if you have some thoughts and we can kind of come back and go back and forth. A really, really simple one. I've talked about mine. A really simple one outside of that would be something like, WordPress sites for restaurants, and let's say it's $1,000, and it's a fixed outcome. So the scope is very rigid. It's, you get a WordPress website with your interactive menu. You can update it. You can reserve spots. Maybe you can book like curbside delivery or whatever, because every restaurant wants that now. And it's $1,000, and you can choose your color scheme, upload your logo, you know, and then pay for it on the site. And that's a thing. It's called Restaurant Engine. So it's literally like a WordPress web designer who's really good at designing websites for restaurants. And he has a set of templates, and like, it's like here's the client, they paid. The turnaround is, I think, like 48 hours or a week or something like that. That would be an example. Another one that my students usually do, I have a branding kind of specialist in amongst my group, and she did something called brand. I think I'm getting this right. Brand in a week. So it's like a brand discovery package with like your colors, basic logo, typography, kind of like the whole kit and caboodle, kind of basic for like, in 1 week for a fixed price. And you just get that package. And it's usually for people who don't really have like businesses or startups who don't have tons of money to invest in like a massive brand package, but they don't want to just go to Fiverr and buy a cheap logo and put purple on it and call it their brand. So it's like you get a professional who's going to give you kind of like a bare minimum, but quality brand package in 1 week. I've also seen website in a day. I've experimented with that as well. Build a Squarespace website in 1 day and it's fixed price, fixed timeline. And like, it's very specific in what you'll offer. So there is no back and forth. So those are just a few examples. Let me see another, got a huge list here. Here's another one. Now some productized services are more product and some are more service, but there's still an element of service. So there's like, let me pull this up here. Another example would be something like, this is a good one. Unlimited services, unlimited graphic design services for pre-funding kind of, or pre-profit startups. So startups who are in that like really early bootstrapping stage, they don't have a lot of cash, but they need quality graphics and branding. Design Joy, I think is what it is. It's unlimited like graphic design. It's a 48-hour turnaround for each request, and it's like $2,000 a month. And I think this person who's doing this on the side makes $60,000 a month doing unlimited graphic design services for these people. Sounds like he's hustling really hard, but he's got systems and it's rigid and there's lots that he kind of does to keep it contained. So these are just a few ideas. And so maybe what we can do based off of those ideas, people listening, and then maybe we can as well, is what could a motion designer offer that's productized? What are some patterns that happen in motion design? What sort of clients and what sort of requests? Is there something that maybe motion designers aren't really seeing?
So I had a couple of ideas, but I was like, I'm not sure whether I feel like they need like expanding to be product size services. But we're currently working on our YouTube branding because we're launching our channel in September. So I was thinking it'd be really cool for a motion designer to do like a YouTube package, but it's like, you know, people sell templates and stuff online, but I'm talking like about that in between, like the kind of template stuff and the completely custom stuff. And you kind of have a like set package in the middle somewhere where you kind of, you know, you need like a lower third, you know, people need an intro, stuff like that. I feel like that would be really good. And then you just have to like slap a timeline on it, like in a week, in a month. I don't know, like it takes quite a long time to do animations. So.
Yeah. Okay. No, I think this is a really good start, because what you've done there is like, you've defined, that's the, what one of the fixed things that you should consider is who it's for. Cause it's, if it's wide open for everybody, then like a YouTuber needs something different from a corporate, you know, company who needs like a TV spot or, you know, a billboard, an animated billboard. Like if you're being specific, let's say YouTubers, and you could rest assured that there's enough YouTubers that you could probably build a business off of it. And there's enough YouTubers doing decently well. So if you say kind of YouTubers who are monetized and monetizing, but like not, you know, they're not totally established or they've got their own team and they're not totally beginner, you know, shooting on their iPhone. Like they got quality stuff, but like it's not consistent and they could benefit tremendously from stunning and exciting graphics that match their brand. So how would that person solve that? They would either DIY and just take a Udemy course and learn how to do some basic motion design and then put some really terrible motion design graphics on their YouTube channel after about 6 months of practicing. Or that's not to say that you can't do that, because you can, but or you can spend tons of money getting a custom service from a motion designer, but it's not going to be worth it for you. You can go to Fiverr and probably get some okay stuff maybe, but it's not considering anything other than just price. But there's not that middle ground. You can buy a template off of like, you know, ThemeForest or whatever, and then like learn how to install it, and maybe you do that. But that still doesn't provide, that there's no productized service in there. And that's where motion designers can step up. So let's say you really are like, you know, YouTubers, or you are a YouTuber, or you like YouTube creators, and that's a space that you could spend a lot of time, you know, hanging out with those people in their groups, in their masterminds, you know, at their conferences, and learn like what makes them tick. And, you know, maybe that's like your space. Perfect. When it comes to their lower thirds and all the different things, you as a motion designer in the YouTube space could know, like, what makes a really good YouTube video is having these specific animations. And they're specific, and there's like a rule and an order to them, and how you can use them in your videos. And so what you can do is say, like, a really simple kind of framework for a productized service is, let's say it's a YouTube package for a YouTube creator, where you get all of your motion design graphics for a standard YouTube video, like a tutorial or a talking head or whatever. And it's a fixed price. Let's just call it $1,500. And the turnaround time is, let's say, 7 days. Let's just say that, because I know it takes time. But as a motion designer, with every new YouTube client, you have now your template for lower thirds, and you have variations. You can edit it really quickly. You have your template for a title screen, an end screen, you know, graphics at the end, credits, whatever it is. Like, you can have now a big swipe file backlog of, this person is on Patreon and they have their Patreon thanks thing, so we're going to do this stuff. We have like a whole bunch of templates that we can use for that. Lower third templates, title screens, this, pop-ups, whatever it is, right? You get to design those and refine them and make them better and better and better. Now you have a library of your work that you can, with this next client, use it and make your service faster. So maybe it turns from 7 days into 3 days, or maybe it turns from $1,500 to $5,000, because it's even better. It's still 7 days, but it's unreal, out of this world, world class. It's just some thoughts. The person should be able to buy it without talking to you. They might want to. Maybe you want to schedule a call, which is fine. But there's no discovery process, discovery call, back and forth, estimates, this. They sell themselves on your offer, because you've already explained what you're doing. So, hey, are you a YouTuber and you wish your videos kind of had that next level quality production, like you have a big team behind you, but it's just you? Well, normally it would cost $30,000 to get that, or a team of XYZ, or you're going to Fiverr. There's no middle ground. Well, that's where we come in. We create a YouTube brand pack, a motion design package for YouTube creators who want this benefit, this value, this outcome. And we do that in 7 days. We take 3 clients a month so that we can maintain quality. Here's the link to schedule your spot, or to book your whatever, or to buy the package. And we'll be in touch with a phone call within 24 hours or whatever it is. Like, that to me is like bang on. I don't know why anyone's not already doing that.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to Ivan Miguel as well, because he's doing our branding package right now for YouTube. And I feel like, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for him. Quickly get on it. After he's done the motion hatch one, he can, like, you know, use that as a case study or whatever. So that would be cool.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's like, that's exciting. Okay. I want to share a couple of models. So in productizing, there are a few models that you, it's not just like, we've used the outcome in time frame kind of model, and it's a very kind of rudimentary, easy way to productize, but there's different models. So there's that one is a one-off project. So when I do a ConvertKit marketing machine for creators, it's one-off. You pay me a lump sum and it's done, and that's it. Often clients will book a repeat session And then they will provide referrals and it's a great ecosystem. But that's a one-off project. That's one of five models that I'm aware of. Another one would be subscriptions, subscription offer. So that would be something like, here's, that could be, let's say as motion designers, I'm going to try and keep examples close to your field. Maybe as a creator on YouTube, I'll use the YouTube example again for now, is you consistently create videos and you have new titles and you have new lower thirds and you have new guests and you have, maybe you have different segments. Maybe you have a tutorial series, but you also have like a vlog series and this, that, and the other thing. You could offer unlimited, no, sorry, the unlimited is another model. Let's not go there right now. Subscription, it's contained. It's, let's say you are a creator and you publish three videos a week. So you say, we'll do three videos a week in X amount of time. When you have a video, we need 1 week in order to get that done. So you need to like schedule it out and time it out and be on kind of a like a time frame and a schedule. Three videos a week, lower thirds, title, graphics, credits, or whatever your set scope is. And we'll do that three times a week for your videos. And it's X amount per month. Now it's based on value. This is where you kind of dance with value pricing and productizing. It's a fixed price. Maybe it's something like, you know, $1,000 a month or like $450 or whatever. Like the number varies on who it is and the value. You know, if it's a creator and this allows them to create more, allows them to grow their audience, allows them to make money, allows them to get sponsorships, then that's very valuable. And you are a valuable piece of that machine. So, you know, charge accordingly. And so that would be a subscription offer. Another example outside of the motion design world is if you are, and I'll use different examples to help, because sometimes using different industries and verticals will help you jog your thinking and think of something in your space. So project managers for online business owners. So they typically call themselves online business managers because they're virtual assistants, business managers, but for people who are bloggers, creators, YouTubers, you know, sell courses, coaching, and there's a type of ecosystem, you know, in that world. And so there's lots of emails, customer support, client requests, or, you know, client feedback, or maybe there's like refunds or technical issues with your course site. So that online business manager can say, I will be your online business manager. And what they offer is a monthly subscription. So let's say it's $1,000 a month. Your inbox will always be zero at the beginning of the week. All refunds, all customer support requests and tickets, always taken care of. And so it's not based on their time or their timetables or what they're submitting as their hours. It's like, I know my inbox is zero. Customer support requests are taken care of. Refunds are taken care of. I can just do my work. $1,000 a month. Perfect. So that's a productized subscription offer. Another model would be done with you. A lot of people do this with like group coaching or group calls, yoga teacher, for example, doing like yoga classes on Zoom. That's a done with you productized service. It's a fixed time frame. It's a fixed price. It's a fixed audience, people who want to do yoga. And so that's productized, whether they realize it or not. Unlimited services. I referenced Design Joy, unlimited graphic design. You could do unlimited motion design, but you would have to charge accordingly and you'd have to be really systemized, but you could be very profitable doing it. Now another one would be service on software, SOS. And that's, I do kind of a hybrid between the one-off project that done in one day with a service on software. So I use ConvertKit exclusively. I've tried other email service providers and I hated it because it adds layers of complexity. It means now I have to, okay, ConvertKit does it this way and Drip does it this way and Flowdesk does it this way and MailChimp does it this way and it's a total mess. And it doesn't allow me to get better and better. I go back down to that customized kind of person who's just the go-to, you know, do this work for me, Brad. So ConvertKit, I get to get really good at ConvertKit. I get better and better every single time. So you choose a tool that you're amazing at or that you're good at or that you have kind of an edge with expertise and build your productized service on top of that. And the benefit of that is this, the software They like that. And they will often promote you, have you be like a licensed person or a certified ConvertKit person or whatever it is. So in motion design, ask yourself, what tools, what software do motion designers use, or do people use to achieve motion design or that require motion design? So I'm not necessarily saying like Adobe, whatever, or whatever tool. It's what does your customer use all the time that you're really good at as a motion designer, you know, and that would be YouTube in a sense, you know, that's a tool that someone's using, you know, you're an account manager in their YouTube and you add your motion design value into that. But you can also have your audience be motion designers. So as a motion designer, serving other motion designers in a specific way. You know, there's lots of different things that you can do in there. So those are the models, and that kind of opens up. Everybody has their own way of doing things. Some people want unlimited. Some people want one-off projects. Some people have a software that they like using. So those are some ways to help come up with some more ideas.
Yeah, I think my last question would be about, can product, like making a productized service lead you to have more bespoke clients?
Yes, absolutely. So that's the other thing, that earlier objection of, I like bespoke work, I like creative work. Productizing, what that does is it also opens you up for something on the back end. So there is an agency, a branding agency, a graphic design branding agency somewhere. I can't remember what they're called right now, but what they do is they have a productized service that is a brand package for early startup founders. And they do logos. I kind of referenced it a bit earlier. So they do in, I think it's a week. It might be less, 4 days, maybe. It's your logos, your, you know, your pitch deck, you know, it's specific to startups, very early, stage startups. And it's all the things that they always need for their pitch decks, for their, you know, their designs, their logos, their colors, all that sort of stuff. And it's fixed in price. It's like €5,000 or something like that. And it says on the bottom, like in their FAQ, it's like, hey, this is not quite what I need. Like, I need a more comprehensive package. And they go, great. We're like a full service branding agency for startups. So if you're like in a new, different level, get in touch, and then we'll put together a custom package. And that custom package is probably going to be 50, you know, 60, 70,000 euro, because it's necessarily the case. But a productized service can act as a way to get people in, to get exposure to your business, your company, your firm, your brand, and see what else you do. Or they're attracted to your productized service because you're good at marketing it, because it's very specific. People are attracted to that confident, specific marketing, which a productized service allows you to do. So for example, you're not like, hey, I'm a motion designer, hire me, please. I beg you, I need money, please hire me, I'm a motion designer. Did I mention that I'm a motion designer? It's, I get YouTubers, like, or I offer unlimited motion design for YouTubers. And that's just like a really quick, you know, phrase, but you'd have your specific thing. So for me is, I build complete marketing machines in ConvertKit for creators in one day. And they're like, what? Get me on the phone with you. I'll have people look at my thing to give me feedback and then book a call, because they just, it was so compelling. So when somebody is attracted to that, you got more eyes on your brand, and it can lead to higher packages. And that's been the case for me too. I'll have someone book a call for a done in one day, and they'll go, this sounds really great, but I kind of need this. And I go, okay, well, that's going to be $10,000, because it's a totally different thing. And I don't need the client because I've got this other thing and these other things. And then they go, that sounds very good. Okay, sure. And you don't have to wiggle on negotiation and stuff. So yeah, that was my kind of long-winded answer to, definitely that can lead to bespoke work and high-paid bespoke work.
Well, thanks, Brad. I feel like you've given everyone so much to think about today. So just to finish up then, do you want to tell the audience where they can find out more about you and what you do?
Yeah, of course. So I put together a page on my site just for Motion Hatch listeners or hatchlings, bradhussey.ca/motionhatch. It's all one word. And I put together a 5-day email series that's going to walk you through coming up with your perfect productized service idea. And I go through a series of exercises that I usually have my students go through in my bootcamp for productizing. And it's going to help you come up with a whole bunch of ideas using the frameworks that I've put together so that by the end of it, you have at least one good idea that you can start taking action on, that you can start, you know, building out the service that you can start getting clients for. So that'd be bradhussey.ca/emotionhatch.
Yeah, and we'll put all of the links as well in the show notes so everyone can find it very easily. Thanks for coming on the show today. It's just been really great, and I'm sure everybody's enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, this was a ton of fun. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks again to Brad for coming on the show. I hope this episode has opened your mind a little bit on what's possible for your motion design business. Remember to head over to motionhatch.com/5-day course to get your next or first client over the next 5 days. All the links that we mentioned today are, of course, in the show notes at motionhatch.com/96. If you enjoyed this episode, then please consider sharing it with a friend who might also benefit from this podcast. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end. I appreciate you. See ya.